Welcome, everybody. It's Mike and Melaresi, WalkingTerraCrista.com, and this is the Clarion Temple of Oneness for the 20th of May. And we're going to have guest speaker Lord Buddha.
Yes, we are.
So this should be very exciting. Let's bring in the Unified Whole. 000144000 Unified Whole Online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just breathe in that frequency shift. Call upon the three M's to bring us the platinum net. As we breathe in, it totally infiltrates our four-body system. As we breathe out, it is stripped away. Call upon Saint Germain, violet flame, to infuse us from our earth star up to our soul star, to transmute anything else. It can be removed within any of those body systems, the mental, emotional, etheric, or physical. And we call upon the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, soul star to earth star, so that they blend together, filling in any areas with love and compassion and active intelligence for regeneration. Then call upon the golden flame. The golden flame from Lord Buddha infiltrates us from our soul star, spinning around us in a clockwise manner, and through us, up through our heart chakra, out through our crown, up to the soul star, so the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously around us, and the golden flame forms a pyramidal-like structure around us, a pyramid above and below. And we ask that spiritual mirrors be placed on the outside pyramid walls so that they reflect out anything that tries to enter back to source. As always, you can invoke these energies several times a day, definitely in the morning and at night, to bring into your consciousness. Bring those energies back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 49, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just breathe that in and ground it down into Gaia so she becomes connected to these frequencies through you. As it is our conscious intent, consecration, and concentration that brings about these energies into our reality. And here is Melaresi.
Thanks so much. As we're coming into the WESAC energies this week, we all know that it will help us to accelerate to a new level within our pathway. As we move up through the seven sub-levels within each initiation, we are being tested and challenged to be better of ourselves, to move into a higher dimensional phase, which actually is activating our higher selves and our I Am Presence more fully in our physical reality. This year is especially very important. We are having a lunar eclipse along with the full moon. It always occurs at the full moon, which is Saturday, May 25th. It will be, I think the time is 9:25 Pacific. And during this lunar eclipse, it represents the planets of Gemini, not planets, but the systems of Gemini and Sagittarius, which they are opposing forces of the lower mind to the higher mind, of being in the moment or surging forward and being an adventurer. So what this energy is going to compound for us is to bring that into balance, bring the higher self into the lower self, bringing being in the moment to adjusting the energies of what we want to forge ahead, but don't jump to that aspect until we are fully ready to do so in the right moment. So it's going to be a very powerful week. Of course, we knew that. The energies have been very, very powerful for the past month and this whole year. So we've been being prepared. But every individual upon the planet is going to be feeling this in some other ways. I'd also like to put out right now a prayer. My nephew lives in Oklahoma, and evidently right where he lives there was a huge tornado. So I would like to put a prayer out to the team of light to assist he and his new wife and his family there, and anybody else that is going through any challenges, either on a soul level, either on a physical level, geographically. Let's bring some healing into this earth, because this is what WESAC is about. WESAC represents us coming together in community and showing each other our gifts and accepting each other in the light that we are. So Ivan's going to ring the bell for us. Take a deep breath, and as we bring in those frequencies of the 144th dimension, this is the frequency of oneness, the creative source of oneness. We bring that light all the way down through our Antikorana bridge, colors upon colors. Tonight we're just going to center upon the many colors of different realms. It could be in the reds, the pinks, blues, oranges, greens, lavenders, golden colors, white colors, all mixture upon each other, pearlescent, and no colors as they all blend together. They come down into our soul star, and we're going to open up our central canal with the breaths into each of the chakras, breathing into the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, the sacral, forgot the solar plexus, so we just spin through that, the root, and down our limbs into our feet, into the earth star. The earth star and the soul star are spinning simultaneously, widening the central canal. Two more beams of light are going to come down into the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. And feel all these colors spinning within yourself. And you want to feel the spinning going in a counterclockwise manner to the left. This activates our ability to teleport. And then the outside of our body is going to activate a clockwise manner. So they're spinning within each other like a kaleidoscope of light. Many colors upon colors. We're going to travel to the multi-universal level where the clarion temple of oneness resides. So feel yourselves emitting out of your physical body, just intending to move out of the earth's energy into the solar level, which is the 10th dimensional reality, and the galactic level, which is the 11th. The universal level that goes all the way up to the 20th. And the multi-universal level is the 20th through the 36th dimensional level. It is in this space that we see the temple. And we find ourselves just walking through this field of beautiful flowers that represents the many colors of God. And we see the rainbow bridge. We're going to walk across the rainbow bridge, and it will take us into that dimensional reality of the clarion temple of oneness. We walk upon the garden pathway, which is a windy pathway through a beautiful little mini forest with many elementals, singing of angels, and just pure nature in its beautiful form. As we see now the temple in front of us, it is a bluish, silverish type of building. There's about a half a dozen steps going up to the top of the temple where Archangel Michael's warriors stand on each side. And we meet Yamtias, who is our guide for this temple. And he's going to guide us all the way down into the amphitheater. And there are many levels within this amphitheater, and it is open at the top. So we're going to walk all the way down to the first floor, where there are seats awaiting for us. Take a deep breath. We'll first bring in the angels, then we bring in Divine Mother and Father God, and Lord Buddha is our guest speaker this evening. The seraphim of Anion, cherubim and Eliam, many principalities, many frequencies of light. As we stand with each of you in this moment, in this beautiful moment within the temple, we are one, we are one. As you show your angelic form, we understand because we feel your thoughts. We feel your essence is coming unto us. Breathe and breathe and feel your angelic self that we see so beautifully in the world that you live in. It is our divine pleasure to be here with each of you again in this beautiful temple. Many blessings of light from the angelic space of creation. Divine Mother and the Divine Father God as the cosmic great central sun. Blessings to each of you. This is going to be a magnificent evening as we express the divinity of each of your hearts being fully opened, allowing your energies to be intertwined of your most magnificent desires. What is it that you desire in this moment for the creation of your beingness? What is it that you choose to bring forth into your world? To accept your own divinity in a space of light. To assist your essence to fully be in the creation that you are. It is our divine pleasure to come forward in this moment. You see, this evening is quite different because we are coming in the creation of all the same. You mirror unto each of us as we mirror into each of you, bringing forth the availability to have and hold within your creation what you desire most. We are so looking forward to the energies of WESAC in this moment, because they are going to assist you on a much deeper level than you ever realized you could create. And this is the beauty of allowing these energies to unfold within you, because the deeper that you allow yourself to get into yourself, the more treasures that you will find. The gifts that are coming to you, the desires that you bring forth into your life, allow them to expand into yourself deeply, deeply, deeply. Allow them to fully come into the effectiveness of your light. Because it is your time. It is your time to fully allow the Christed being that you are to unfold into your thoughts and your feelings, even if it is only just for a moment. Because eventually those moments will become many moments and they will be on top of each other. So then that is your full reality. So if you allow yourself to just express the changes occurring within you, in this moment, we bring unto you the beauty of these divine essences to expand into your heart like the sun shining into you. And you're feeling that warmth of that moment as you stand within the presence of Helios and Vesta and Ra, the sun god, to bring forth this frequency of light. You see, if we intend to think about the 10th dimensional level, then you will be able to acquire the 5th in your physical body. Your consciousness must be higher in order for your physical to feel it completely. It is our desire in this moment to allow yourself to embrace the energies that are about to incur. You have worked very hard to acquire the frequencies of light that are necessary within your world. It is so very important. It's so very important to acknowledge the parts of yourself that have grown so very deeply and the parts of yourself that are now gone. This is the beauty of what is being accepted into your world. The beauty of the light, the beauty of your essence, to totally unfold into your creation. And what is it that you desire in this moment? I ask of you to think about the challenges that you have gone through since the beginning of this year and what that growth cycle has been like for you. Take a moment in time and just allow your mind to roll back to January and February and March and April. And we guarantee you that you will see great changes. It is a most beautiful movie to watch as the unfoldment of each of the moments blend into each other to the creation that you are now. Because if you hold on to the structure of your light and your life, then you'll be able to accept the higher energies that will be incorporated within you in this WESAC festival. And please know you're within that WESAC energy right now. The effect of it being on Saturday and then it moving past that. The changes will be wonderful, but the most important part is the magic of each moment. So bless yourself to to say, I have allowed these energies to unfold within me and I see the magic around you. Stop and see what is occurring around your world, especially when you go outside. What are the birds saying to you? What are the animals saying to you? Everything must be in synchronization. And the other effects of the world that cannot talk to you are truly talking to you in many different ways. So it's important for you to understand the environment because that is part of your creation. You cannot have what you have now without that creation being embodied within you, because they represent that mirror image that is happening for you in each moment. It is a great celebration to see each of you aspire to a new level of existence. Some of you are going to be more challenged than others, depending upon where you are in your pathway. It's important for you to be very serious in what you want in your life and the intentions that you bring forth, because that will mold what your WESAC experience is like. Don't hold back. This is one moment in the full year that you allow yourself to celebrate your triumphs and your challenges. Because without the challenges, you would not be receiving this energy in this moment. So let us have a celebration this evening. The preset energy of WESAC. From small beginnings, you have arisen to this point in your consciousness, in the effectual energies of your spiritual body. Congratulations. No matter what phase you are standing in, each of you deserve to embrace the beauty that you are. And we are in great celebration of this moment with you. We embrace you. We love you so deeply for allowing yourself to step into this world. As you can see, many are not doing. They want to do. They think they are doing. And some even that may be listening may not fully understand the comprehension of this frequency of light into their full being. It is a moment of pure reflection from your higher self into your physical body. It is not your lower mind. It is not those feelings that may get in the way. It is just the pure essence from our heart to yours. Many blessings to each of you. We honor you deeply and watch over you closely through this process of your celebration. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am. Om Ani Om I Am. As we are all the I Am. Let's take a deep breath. And just feel that ceremonial essence that the cosmic great sumptuous son of the Divine Mother and Father God have given us as we now bring forward Lord Buddha. Dearest initiates, Chilas, it is my pleasure to be here this evening on the pre-celebratory energies that are going to ensue for the WESAC. Many frequencies of light are occurring within the planet, and each of you are a part of those frequencies. It warms my heart to see each of you accept your own totality of spiritual essence combined with the physical creation that you are. I want you to understand that you are a minority, that there are many that have awakened, but there are so many that need to step within this pathway. And it is with my greatest pleasure to extend to you this evening my essence of blessing. I wanted to come forward at this time, as I shared with Malarese, that it was important for my words to be spoken to each of you that will not be participating physically. I do hope that you decide to listen to the recording and have it in your possession, because it is going to be so very powerful this year. The Malarese has not even started to prepare for the meditation, but not only that, a full day of exchange of energies. And each of you are a part of those energies because of the group consciousness that will come forward in these frequencies. Every year we go through this process of dying and being reborn. And what does that truly mean? Well, it truly means that the particles of light that you incorporate from the previous WESAC festival, ceremony, however you want to put it, that I bring forth, I also purge. I purge what I do not need. Do you know what that means? I purge the elements of healing that I send to the planet through the elementals and through the humans to awaken. My deepest work goes to the religious structures to try and transform those energies as much as possible. But my main goal is to assist each of you, the Chilas, the initiates of this pathway, to awaken more into yourself. It is a large job, so to speak. And there is a larger task at hand for each of you. To learn more that your higher self and I Am Presence already knows, as you allow the integration to occur within your being, you start to acknowledge new parts of yourself. And it will flow. It will flow in the divinity of your light, which is incorporating into your physical structure. The most difficult task is to take the old self, the physical self that you're used to, of the third dimensional reality and allow it to break apart in order for the new essence that is unfolding within you to accept more challenges of a spiritually based phenomenon. It is important to realize that this is an ongoing process, and that what WESAC means to each of us in the spiritual hierarchy and upon the pathway is that this energy helps us. So the parts of yourself that have been struggling with different ways to create things, if you allow yourself to surrender in these moments of these elements of this moon, you will flow into it. It's when you try to have the control that it does not allow you to move, because you're still moving from your old self. And this is why there is the Festival of the Christ, to help you purge. This year has been astrologically wonderful to assist in this process, because that is why we call it the year of synchronization, because the planetary functions are coming into alignment to assist each individual upon the mastery pathway to get deeper into that structure. The structure that they have wanted to do, but they see the blockages in front of them that are stopping them from having that full creation that they know that they can have. So all the old elements are dissipating. It's almost like your graphics of the computer. When you look at a picture and you take those particles of that picture, all you see are little dots and molecules. This is what's occurring for you. Those parts of yourself that you no longer need are dissipating into the frequency of your light. Because you have an ability that when you bring forth the new essence of your divine self, the old self will not formulate within there. It is when you fight it that it becomes a control issue within yourself. So you must surrender. And sometimes your spiritual essence takes over to assist you. You may have physical problems. You may be emotional. You may be feeling pressure in certain ways. So it's important to take these moments and to fully center yourself with the aspects of the moon structure, the universe, the planetary essences, your astrological functions, but not to hold them as, oh, this is what it's all about. Allow your own essence to come into you and flow with that. That information is given to assist, not to create other passageways. It's a flowing that occurs. So if you look at what is occurring presently with this moon, it's going to be an astronomical, powerful time when you will allow the light to shine within you and say, oh, now I understand. Many will awaken on this full moon. And that is why we need each of you already within this pathway to go deeper. Because the deeper that you go, the more assistance you can be. It is when you do not and you allow that lower ego to take over, to say, oh, I have all the answers, I'm being a fifth dimensional being, without really taking that energy and internalizing it within the soul's level of memories, that it becomes a problem in the pathway. This is when you will fall. So this energy presently is going to assist you to be more, to go into the higher dimensional structures. But you must understand that you must take this as a responsibility and not as a gift without showing your strength, without showing what you have achieved. And I know each of you have these achievements, but there are some that may think they've done more, but yet they have not. And this is when their fall will be much deeper and longer. So I ask each of you during this time for the pre-WESAC energies to take another self-inventory. Where are you in your accessibility? Where are you in the power of your light? Where have you acknowledged yourself deeper and seen the fruits of your labors being blessed as you go into the depth of accessibility? We all know you cannot do it from your physical self. It must be from the spiritual self. But that must be integrated. Your physical self is not losing anything, but gaining the knowledge of your higher self. And what a gift that is into itself right there, without anything else occurring. But there is so much more, because then the pathway widens around your auric field. It just circles around you with many colors. Then that is when you fully attract and manifest your desires to come back into you. Do not let your mind stop you. Flow with it. And every time you feel that blockage, move into the higher essence of your knowledge as coming into you. This is what this WESAC is going to do for every individual. And I say every individual because every person on the planet will feel something. But the ones that are really tuning into it consciously and understanding where they have been previously, what they have acquired, the challenges that they have faced and surmounted and felt the blissfulness of being on the top of the mountain. That is when you will be taken to a new level. But please know that each new level means more challenges, more responsibility, because the higher you get in your initiation process, that responsibility is very strong. But the more that you access the higher frequency of light, more beings will be available to you. In the totality of wholeness, not in separativeness, as can be on lower levels. So the light of the rainbow is open to you with many different colors through the accessibility of these energies. So remember, when you feel the essences of the WESAC ceremony, when you come to Shambhala and you work with each of us, and we're all stand together as one unit of light, each of us is being challenged. Each of us is releasing those old aspects, those particles that we no longer need. We needed them previously, But now we're going to a new level where that is no longer needed. Whatever the aspects are, you may know what they are or what they were. Flow with the energy, even with the emotions, because as you move into that higher process, your feminine and your masculine divine are coming together in union. And there is a grieving process with that. Of course there is. Because you have strived to be a diligent student. And you thought you needed to do it in a different way. And at that time you did. But you no longer do. And this is the beauty of us coming together. I am deeply honored that each of you come into union at this time. Come into my heart's desire, the spiritual hierarchy, the God force, because you are that spiritual hierarchy. You are that God force manifested within the physical. So it is a time for you to fully acknowledge those aspects that are coming within your world. It is my heart that shines through each of your hearts. And the more that I see each of you are striving into those higher aspects, the more that I do. Because how can I not do so? And that is the beauty of our mirror images unto each other. So let us be a mirror image for the rest of the inhabitants upon this planet. Without words, without thought, just pure light, just pure love, pure essence. Remember, Gaia is receiving this flame of her will, our love, and our power all together. And this is the same for each of you. Don't allow them to be separate, because there is so much more to experience in the interconnection of these energies together. So let us now bring forth the beauty to accept those mirror images within the body, even if there are parts of yourself that may not be fully accepting it. This frequency of light is going to help those aspects. It's going to help you remove. It's going to help you to accept. It's going to take you into higher heights than you ever thought possible. Then we shall send it to the earth. But right now, just visualize the temple sparkling with golden lights of the divine essence. And this is your I Am. This is our I Am together. It is the Christ consciousness. It is what Jesus shared. It is what all the great leaders, including myself. But remember, sometimes you have to be within that silence to receive more that you are looking for. Do not look for it through your mind. Do not search deeply in your emotions. Because that will only deter you from the course of light that you are. Oh. Now let us reflect this energy upon the earth, upon Gaia, for her to receive, for all her inhabitants. Just allow it to come through you and expand it through your own essence, blending it into any areas that your mind's eye takes you, or just express it through your vibration. Going to the core of Gaia, as now she feels our expression and is smiling with her energy. You feel the joy, feel the beauty that she's extending, and great, great abundance in light, in joy, in body, in mind, in spirit, and it just runs through the entire globe, and it feels so peaceful. Allow it to come back into you, because now you are ready. You are ready to expand yourself into the higher level of your acceleration. And then you will allow that acceleration to de-ascend into the physical so that the internalization of your divine feminine and masculine shall hold within your heart as you feel the essence of your I am activating all words, all thoughts, all actions. Everything that you do is in the divine expression that you are. It is my divine pleasure to be here with you as Lord Buddha, and I look forward to each of your energies in the next week. We are the mirrors unto each other. Let us all rise as we can within the balance of the physical existence. In deep honor to your pathway of light, I am Lord Buddha. Take a deep breath. The energies are very deep this evening, and the expression of Lord Buddha is forever impressed upon us. You may feel this in your heart chakra of the golden flame. We arise from our seats and we walk up the steps, almost like you can fly, like the angels, feeling yourself very light. Bidding farewell to Yantias and Archangel Michael's warriors. Embracing anyone that you choose. We step down from the temple onto the garden pathway, and we walk back as it winds around in many different directions. We see the rainbow bridge and we walk across the bridge. As we activate our Merkaba vehicles, clockwise and counterclockwise, spinning upwards and then downwards, we're going to descend from the 36th dimension into the 20th of the universal level, spinning downwards until we meet the galactic level at the 11th, into the solar level at the 10th. Feel yourself descending downwards, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, into your earth body, feeling the energies run them down your legs, into your feet, into your earth star, spinning it, grounding the energies, almost like you're drilling a hole. Your earth star is going to bore into the earth below you, grounding you deeply. This is Christine Malarese with Mike Heaton for Walking Terra Christa. Thank you so much for being with us for this magnificent event.
Thank you, everybody.